Let's get talking with some early morning conversation.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on Trickstar Radio as we continue with our interview hour series. I love doing this session because more than anything else, it means we get to talk to the minds behind the music we love to play on the show. And today, we are getting into a very enjoyable conversation. We're going to be talking to the man behind today's midweek wind-up guest mix that I'm absolutely buzzing to get into. Man Like BWK Project is in the building. How are you doing, sir?
Yes, Kovu, how you doing, mate? Glad to be here. Big up all the Trickstar listeners.
It's great to get you on the show, man. It's great to get you in for a conversation. Sometimes before we do these midweek wind-up guest mixes, it's good to kind of get a bit of conversation going. And today, I'm buzzing to get onto the line with you because you've had a busy couple of years, sir. I've got to say, I've been sat back kind of reviewing a lot of your work for Juno. I've been seeing your name popping up everywhere. How have the last couple of years been for you? Because it looks like it's been crazy.
Yeah, mate, I've had quite a busy release schedule over the past year and a half, well, coming up to 2 years now. Yeah, mate, just going from strength to strength, working with some wicked labels, creating some wicked music. Yeah, mate, I'm just enjoying every moment of it, to be honest.
Nice, man. Nice. I mean, obviously, with yourself, you work very much in this sort of garage-centric realm. I see you kind of chipping out to other areas every now and then, but it seems to be quite a garage-central sort of thing. When did you first sort of going towards that garage sound, and what was the thing that kind of pushed you that direction?
Yeah, man. I mean, to be fair, I've been listening to garage for years, like all the old school stuff. It's always been a big passion of mine, and really, I just kind of, I've been flirting with other kind of genres over the past few years, but really I decided to go with two-step garage, like 4/4 garage, because it's something that's close to me, and I really love that genre. So I just wanted to make a mark on the scene kind of thing, and hopefully I am kind of moving forward with it. So yeah, that's kind of just where how I go with it, really.
I mean, it's been quite a busy a couple of years for yourself. Looking back at the kind of releases that I can see in front of me, obviously you've released with the likes of Strictly Flavour, 440, Nuvolve, Step 2 on there as well. There's been a lot of names that we've seen popping up, and obviously these are labels that we follow quite closely here on the show. How do you kind of find putting out this much music over the course of a year? Because it looks like you must be non-stop either working on a release plan or working in the studio. Like, it must be non-stop.
Yeah, like, I mean, I try to keep ahead, if that makes sense. Like, I like to plan for like the next few months ahead. I'm always looking to like, I'm in the studio like every week, like messing around, trying to make new tracks and stuff. And kind of the lockdowns back in 2020 helped out with that, because I made a load of music back then. So I had like a backlog I could pass on to a lot of these labels. And yeah, man, that's just how I move forward with it. Just try and work ahead. Think about what potentially I could release like later on in a few months' time, and just work like that, really.
Nice, man, nice. I mean, it does seem to be really interesting looking at the kind of development as well, kind of influence-wise for yourself, for people who haven't kind of heard your sound before. Who would you say your primary influences are within that sort of garage sound?
Oh, so, I mean, if we're going like, we're not old school kind of styles, I really like Steve Gurley. He's a big influence on my sound. People like ELB, Artful Dodger, like they're kind of the old school. I try and keep it like old because I am from kind of that era. I really love that two-steppy kind of sub-bassy, vocal choppy, like simplistic garage, if that makes sense. Not necessarily like the club bangers, but more of like the two-step rolling kind of vibes. That's what I like to come through in the studio, and that's what I like to make.
Amazing, man, amazing. And you can kind of hear that within your sound. Obviously, we've played bits of yours on the show before. I've been following you quite closely when it comes to sort of review work and stuff like that. It's always good to see a new BWK release up, because it's one of those kind of things where I know I'm going to get something good. I know I'm going to get something that I'm going to enjoy.
And kind of with that,
something I did want to ask is, how do you keep that consistency so high? Because obviously, spreading yourself over maybe 6 or 7 releases in a year is quite a high volume. How do you keep that consistency level so high?
Yeah, I mean, thank you for the kind words on my music there. I do really appreciate that. I kind of just have a formula, and I have like ideas in my head all the time, and I kind of have a formula in the studio, and I just kind of roll it out, like, and at the moment it seems to work. So I don't think try and break something if it's not, you know what I mean, if it needs fixing, don't break it, that kind of thing. That's kind of how I roll through. I feel that, man.
And obviously, over this last year, we have seen a lot of kind of drops come together for yourself. Are there any kind of labels that you, you're kind of looking to work with in the near future that you haven't already? Because it seems like you're covering a lot of, at least a lot of my favourite garage labels at the time being. It's great.
There's a few labels I've got my eyes on that I want to send out some music to in the next couple of months, which I'm working on stuff at the moment for them to, not that they know about it, but I'm trying to, like, I'm just keeping it under the radar, and then I hopefully I'm just going to pass it on, and hopefully they like it, and I'll move forward. But I'm going to try and explore, I haven't really talked about this before, but maybe starting something like myself, and self-releasing, or maybe starting my own record label. That's something that's on the horizon potentially, but yeah, I mean, all the labels I've worked with so far have been really great, and I'm honored to be on them, to be honest with you. So yeah, looking forward, I'm definitely pushing out and trying to broaden my horizons with different garage labels out there. So if anyone's listening, you know, we'll hopefully work together soon.
Definitely, man. I mean, this is the thing. When you look around the kind of scene at the moment, it feels like it's a very healthy place to be. There are so many good imprints. There's a lot of kind of more old school ones that are coming back. There's a lot of newer ones that are definitely kind of pushing the boundaries of where things can go. And the consistency seems so high, at least from a kind of journalistic perspective myself, looking into the scene. It looks so kind of healthy. Do you find that kind of, that healthiness of body of work that we're seeing from everyone? Do you find that as an inspiring thing?
Oh yeah, definitely, 100%. Like, it's, it's only good for the scene, isn't it? We've got so much good garage going on at the moment, all over the place, not just in the UK, all over the world. There's great, great garage tracks that are coming out everywhere. So it's only good for the scene, and hopefully we can make the scene move forward even more than it has done in the past 2 years or so. It's definitely healthy. It's definitely great. From yourself's point of view, it's great to review loads of great music. Healthy competition for everyone, though, it's brilliant. It's all about love, man, moving forward with the garage sound.
Definitely, man. Definitely. And I mean, you've definitely made a bit of a kickstart to this year, kind of looking through what I already know you have in the pipeline. And we'll talk about what's in the way in just a second. You kickstarted the year, obviously, with 440, a release that came out last week, the track that goes by the name All Night. How did you find the response to that one? Because obviously, we know 440 are a very established label at this point. And obviously, that first week back after the Christmas break is often a difficult one to kind of market and get people kind of interested. How did you find the response so early on in the year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, like you said, it is early on, so we're not expecting to move mountains early on, but the response I've had so far, everyone loves the track. Great response from the label. Everyone's saying it's moving forward, it's good, so that's a positive for me, and we'll just keep it moving throughout the year now. That's what I want to do.
Nice one, man. Nice one. And obviously with that as well, looking ahead for what we can expect across 2022, we already know there are a couple of projects on the way, but I'll let you introduce them yourself in case I say something I shouldn't say. So let us know what's on the way release-wise for yourself.
Yeah, so I mean, at the end of this month, like what I've come on the show for about, it's got a track called Stepping, which is coming out on Downplay Recordings, which is obviously part of Slime Records. We've got a Mr. Phonetics remix on there as well, which is absolutely smashed that to pieces. Then I've got a release back on EZ's Nivolve label in February with a track called Pressure, which you're going to hear in the mix. I'm back with Step 2 Recordings as well. We've got Brom there. And also I've got a 3-tracker which is coming out. We haven't got a date yet, which is going to be back on Strictly Flavour. I've also created some, coming away slightly from the two-steppy kind of thing. I'm going a little bit more House of Garage with a couple of tracks that I've got forthcoming later on in the year. Watch out for them ones on Bumping Underground and Downplay again. I've got some other exciting projects in the pipeline, so just have to keep a listen out for them ones.
Nice one, man. It's really exciting to see it, to kind of hear how much is in the pipeline as well. And obviously, it looks like you're busy. It looks like you're getting a lot of new music out there. And that does lead me very nicely onto, as you mentioned, today's midweek wind-up guest mix. I'm really excited for this. I really love it when we get the garage mixes in because it's like the perfect sort of livener for a Wednesday morning. And I'm so excited to jump into it. What can you expect from the next 30 minutes or so in regards to kind of selections and things like that?
Yeah, so in the mix, we've got a lot of my own productions. There's a couple of exclusives that haven't been heard before in there. And just a couple of other tracks that I'm really vibing at the moment. I just blend it up together for a nice morning mix of UK Garage.
Very nice. Very, very nice indeed. So yeah. Looking forward to jumping into it. And obviously, just so people who aren't already following you on different social media platforms are able to kind of catch up with what you're doing, where are the best places for people to find you online?
Yeah, you can catch me at BWK Project on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, or you can, that's it. All them fun stuff there, all them socials there.
Nice one, man. Nice one. I've got to say, it's been great getting you on the line. It's great to hear about all the things that are on the way and just in general what we can expect from you in the future. Dude, thanks for taking the time out of your morning. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
No problem, mate. Thank you for having me on. Hope you enjoy the mix.
Definitely. So I'm looking forward to getting into it. We are going to jump into this right about now, people. This is going to be the sound of the midweek wind-up guest mix. Man Like BWK Project is going to be taking you through. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We are live on Trickstar Radio this morning. This is Breakfast with Kovu and we're in the building till 10. Let's go.